flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't get when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die,
Om Shanti. The seeker asked the master, how do you make such beautiful statues? The master said, the beautiful is already there in the stone. I just remove the unnecessary. The divine is already hidden. I just remove the undivine. The beautiful is already there. I just remove the ugly. Divinity is not to get from anywhere. It is there already. Just chisel away the extra, the unwanted, the unnecessary. That extra, that unwanted, could be some relationship. That undivine could be some object. That unwanted could be some ambition. That ugly could be some past attachment. And the chisel is the chisel of remembrance. When you start seeing the divine, in everything, the eyes will stop seeing the undivine. In today's Avyakta Murli, there are four important tasks to be done. The first is affirmation, the self-respect. Whatever is Baba's sanskar and thoughts, so are my sanskar and my thoughts. We can say that to follow Father is not about following any person. Brahma represents the state of existence. He is no more a person, but a purest, a primordial state of enlightenment. So to follow Brahma is not about following any person, but to follow that purest state of being, the highest evolution of consciousness. So when everything is aligned, your thoughts, your words, your deeds, you experience an extraordinary joy, a bliss, internal state of freedom from everything. The first and the last freedom is this freedom from internal haziness, internal confusion, internal complaints. It is the perfect alignment with the divine. And this state of bliss is to become like the Father. And the Father is no more a person. It has become the very essence of existence. The second task from today's Murli is one mantra. Nothing is mine, everything is Baba's. So just close your eyes for a moment and think of everything which you call your own. Your house, the objects, the money, the department, the post, the position you hold, the job you do, the friends you have, the relationships, everything. Nothing is mine. Move into that inner space of silence. And just surrender. Nothing is mine. Everything is Baba's. I give up ownership. Come back to the consciousness again. So that's the second practice. Nothing is mine. Everything is Baba's. That's the mantra from today's Murli. So the first is Swaman. The second is mantra. The third is one day challenge. One day challenge to be an angel. The angelic state of existence where everything appears light. Feel the lightness and see the lightness. In today's Sakar, Murli Baba said, you are the lighthouse. Drop the heaviness, the burden. There is nothing heavy on this planet Earth than sorrow. Drop the sorrow. Can we practice this for 24 hours? If you can take it as a challenge, let me move as a being of light in silence, retire into the inner space. The soul has stopped breathing. There is so much suffocation in the world of emotional turbulence and pollution. Go within, the air is fresh. Go within and breathe. The fresh air of silence, the fresh air of wisdom. So that's the third task from today's Avyakta Murli. And the fourth is a pledge. Baba is talking with London group. And the fourth task is a pledge, pratigya. I will be complaint free and I will be confusion free. So that is the fourth task. I will be complaint free, I will be confusion free. This is the list of 24 avatars of Brahma. When we say he is Adidev, it indicates a state of that pure, highest consciousness. When we say he is Bhagirath, he is the channel who brought the wisdom on this planet Earth. When we say he is computer, he is the one who processes knowledge, stores, and spreads. He is the mediator between the divine and human. He is the first angel. He is the great great grandfather. The treasure house of sweetness and virtues. He is like a cow's mouth, Gomukh, the source of pure nourishment. The house of God. He is the Arjun, the epitome of self-mastery. He is the soul of Krishna. He is the long boot, ever busy in service. He is the moon who is showering wisdom. He is the mother who is shaping the humanity with a spiritual motherly care. He is the vehicle of Shivaba. He is the royal leader and guide, obedient wife, Prajapita, post office. The first Rajyogi, Santa Claus, who delivers gifts, the creator of the new world and the founder of this institution. So today is an extremely special day. And how do we plan this day? The first and the most important thing about the planning is to enter into the state of silence. It's not possible for all of the Brahmins to come to Mount Abu, to Madhuban, at this time. But no matter in which corner of the world you are, your mind is the greatest vehicle. The intellect is the plane. You can travel sitting in this intellect. Physical presence is secondary. It is the mind which can become the divine device. So just close your eyes again and see yourself at Shantistham. Visualize yourself standing at Shantistham. And Baba is giving you a tilak. See yourself in History Hall and feel Baba has placed his hand on your head and offering divine protection. You will remain unhurt, untouched, so long as this canopy of the divine is above you. Visualize yourself sitting in Baba's room, and Baba is holding both of your hands and transferring all the spiritual powers. Now enter into Baba's hut. See, you are sleeping on Baba's lap. An angel sleeping in the lap of Mother Angel. Relaxed, unworried, unburdened, like a tired child after whole day's activities and work and plays, is dog tired and is now sleeping in the lap of his mother. Om Shanti.